What's up, everyone, and welcome back to the program. People magazine have had some pretty good scoops about the murders in Moscow and the aftermath, and they continue to keep getting information. We're now learning from People magazine that Brian Koberger visited the Idaho Student Union before the murders. And people out there might shrug their shoulders and say, so what? And if it was just this instant, and if it was just this bit of information, then I'd be right there with you, shrugging my shoulders as well. However, when you look at it in the totality of everything that's going on, and with the prosecution looking to build motive, well, it certainly looks like Brian Koberger was over there, and he was there for a reason. And that's what the prosecution is going to try and convince the jury of. Now, Koberger, he's going to say I was over there for whatever reason. We don't know yet. Maybe he has a valid reason. But when you look at everything that we know, the situation in the Mad Greek, following them on Instagram 12 times at their house at least, then you hear he's at the student union. Let me guess. He was just there to get another vegan pizza. So all of this information adds up against Brian Koberger. And before you know it, there's a whole avalanche coming at you. And that avalanche of circumstantial evidence turns into real admissible evidence inside of a courtroom. And you know that the investigators are trying to piece together every bit of Brian Koberger's life, everything he was up to, if he was in Moscow at all ever, they want to know, and they're going to use that against him. So today we have an article from People, and the headline, Brian Koberger visited Idaho Student Union before murders. And was the type to stare, according to witnesses. So I wonder if somebody from the student union is going to come out like the lady from the Mad Greek and go absolutely crazy saying that it's not true, it never happened, people are looking for their moment in the spotlight. And can somebody please point me in the direction of the source from People that is getting all of that spotlight? Because I haven't seen it yet. Seems to me that People have cultivated a few sources that are knowledgeable to what's going on. Ex-employees, students, and people around town. And that's called journalism. And I know it's a lost art these days, and a lot of us don't recognize it anymore, but that's good work. And at least in my opinion, it all fits together and tracks with what else we have heard from People and other sources previously. Students say that Brian Koberger, who attended another university as a grad student, was occasionally seen on campus during the fall 2022 semester. This article was authored by Steve Helling. And you notice the article here says students, right? Not student, but students. Multiple witnesses coming forward and saying that Brian Koberger was on the Moscow campus. As police have investigated the November stabbing deaths of four University of Idaho students, they have attempted to recreate the daily whereabouts of the man suspected of killing them. And this is exactly what they do. They will meticulously go through his life, look at social media posts, you name it, and try and build a whole entire timeline, basically recreating Brian Koberger's life. And when they zero in on a suspect like Brian Koberger, and they think that he's responsible for these murders, and they have access to all of his digital footprint because of those warrants, that's going to help them really hammer down what Brian Koberger was up to. In December, authorities arrested Brian Koberger and charged him with four counts of murder. But Koberger didn't attend the University of Idaho. He was a graduate student at Washington State University, approximately 8 miles away, across the state line. And under normal circumstances, I wouldn't think anything's out of place here. Dude lives like 8 or 10 miles away. Maybe he has a friend on campus. Maybe he has some business on campus. But when you look at everything else, you know that the prosecution is going to use it against him. And the jury, with all of the other evidence they have, they're going to take a good, long look at what Brian Koberger was up to leading up to these murders. But three different students tell People that they believe they saw Koberger at the Student Union building on the Idaho campus in the weeks before the murders, and that they later recognized him after he was arrested for the murders. How many people had no idea who the dude was, and then afterwards were like, holy shit, I was standing next to that dude at the candy store, or me and that dude were standing next to each other taking a leak in the restroom. Whatever it is. People around town, it's not a gigantic town, right? And you see this guy on the news, and you say to yourself, man, I was hanging out down in the student union, and I was doing some homework, drinking a smoothie, and I saw that dude. And according to this article, there are multiple students who have that memory. It was really early in the semester, recalls Chelsea, a sophomore at the University of Idaho. He was at the food court of the student union drinking water. He sat by himself. He was the type to stare, she continues. He wouldn't look away if you caught him staring, like he wanted you to notice that he was just looking at you. He didn't smile, didn't nod, didn't say anything, just stared. Yeah, that's not creepy or weird or anything. I told my friend to not be suspicious, but to look at him, because the eye contact was making me uncomfortable, she continues. It was so weird that we ended up leaving and eating outside, because we wanted to get away from him. Now look, we have heard from multiple women who have run into Brian Koberger out at bars or in his personal life who have had stories of him being a straight-up creep. Does that make him a murderer? It does not. But when you're looking at the overall picture of somebody and the overview of what this dude is charged with, I think it's important to listen to what people have to say about him who might have known him from his past, especially women. If he was giving off a weird vibe to a bunch of women, and then you get charged with a quadruple homicide, people are going to have some questions about the person that you are. Another student tells People that she saw Koberger frequently enough around campus that she assumed he was a student at the University of Idaho. It's not a huge school. It's like a small town, she says. So you start seeing the same faces again and again. They become familiar. Like, you know that you've seen them in class or around campus. I definitely saw him more than once. He was just really quiet and really intense staring. He made me uncomfortable. And I know that there's people when I was in college that I would see all the time that I had no idea who they were, but I recognized their faces because I saw them so often. People I would walk by, at certain times in the hallway or whatever, and I never said a word to them ever in my life. But I recognized that person because I saw them so often. And according to this student, that's how frequently Brian Koberger was hanging out on this campus. Madison Mogan, Kaylee Gonsalves, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin were all stabbed to death in an off-campus rental home in Moscow, Idaho, on November 13th. A masked intruder entered the home and killed the four students with a fixed-blade knife. More than a month later, authorities arrested Koberger, a 28-year-old graduate student and teaching assistant at Washington State University. He was charged with four counts of murder and one count of felony burglary. Koberger was arrested at his parents' house in Pennsylvania on December 30th. According to the probable cause affidavit obtained by People, one of the victim's surviving roommates said she saw the killer. The roommate described a figure clad in black clothing and a mask who walked past her as the person left the crime scene. The affidavit also alleged that Koberger was linked to the crime scene from DNA and cell phone pings. Now, if you're following the Alex Murdaugh trial, you know that those cell phone pings are coming up big for the prosecution right now. Now, is that going to be enough to sink Murdaugh? It won't be, but it's going to play a part. And I'm confident that when all is said and done, that those cell phone pings end up playing a part here as well. While authorities did not confirm these particular sightings, a law enforcement source told People last month that they believe Koberger spent some time on the University of Idaho campus. The sightings have unnerved the school community, including parents of students. So, look, there's no doubt in my mind that People have cultivated some pretty good sources for this story specifically. I won't comment on their other work, I don't know. But for this story specifically, it looks like they've cultivated some solid sources who have some solid information. And that information is providing a little bit of context about what Brian Koberger was up to, as far as his movements, where he was hanging out, and where he might have had access to these girls. Whether or not Koberger is guilty of killing those kids, there's something wrong if a grown man who isn't a student can just wander around campus, said Mar Sampson, whose daughter was a student last semester. Everyone needs to be really aware of their surroundings and should feel free to speak up if someone makes them uncomfortable. Look, at my college, when I was at UNLV, pretty much anyone could have come into that MSU. The campus is open. So it's going to be hard to try and monitor who's on campus and for what reason. And as far as Brian Koberger being a grown man, well, adults go to college, right? Grown-ass men go to college, 30, 40, 50-year-old people. So that's a bit silly. But you do have to be aware. And I think that's the onus of that is on each of us individually. If there's a situation that is noping you out, just boogie. No sense sticking around. You can't wait around for somebody else to save you, right? You have to make sure that you have your East Side situational awareness, as we call it where I'm from, always turned on. Keep your head on a swivel, and if something is giving you that weird feeling, trust your gut. The University of Idaho did not immediately return a call for comment. Koberger has not yet entered a plea. His next hearing isn't until June 26th. His attorney has not returned people's messages for comment, and I doubt Ann Taylor's going to return any message for comment considering the gag order. But it's interesting to hear all of these different trickles of information that we're getting as we move forward on the march towards the trial. And as I've said before, I expect a lot more of these leaks as things continue to develop. All right, everybody, that's going to do it for this one. All of the information that goes along with the episode can be found in the description box.